This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Bethany Bump is reporting in the Times Union that residents statewide go to the polls on Tuesday, May 16th to vote on school district budgets for the 2017 to 2018 school year and to elect members of local school boards. Although school budgets have a significant impact on a property owner's tax bill, turnout is typically low for these votes. In the Capital Region, districts are proposing an average 1.7% increase to the local tax levy. In Columbia and Greene counties, the average increase is slightly lower at 1.6%. The tax fluctuations vary from a 2.91% levy increase in the Hudson City School District to a 1.18% cut in the New Lebanon Central School District. In the Capital Region, four districts are proposing tax cuts, from 11% in the Rensselaer City District to a 0.5% decrease in the Burn Knox Westerlo District. In the four-county area that makes up the Capital Region, 35 out of 41 districts want to raise taxes. Locally, there are contested board races in the Catskill, Hunter-Tannersville, Ichabod Crane, and Taconic Hills districts. The Cairo-Durham, Germantown, and New Lebanon board elections have more open seats than candidates, guaranteeing a write-in contender win. Most polls are open from noon to 9 p.m. Read the full story in the Times Union. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper, the mayors of Kinderhook and Valencia traveled to Albany to learn more about the new state law that directs municipalities to find ways to share services. Under the legislation, local municipalities are required to create a plan for saving property taxes and to establish a committee or panel to review shared services. Kinderhook Mayor Jim Dunham said he assumed Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Morrell would be responsible for the plan, along with local mayors and supervisors on the panel, according to the letter he received from the State Conference of Mayors. Valencia Mayor Diane Argyle said she thought the party responsible would be County Controller Auditor Ron Caponera. The panel or committee is expected to find ways to save money through the elimination of duplicative services, shared services, reduction of administrative overhead, and better coordination of services. In addition to participants from county, city, town, and village governments, local school districts are also expected to be offered a seat on the panel. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Rosa Schneider is reporting in the Altamont Enterprise that D&W Farm and Animal Rescue in Burn, Albany County, has been shut down and its owner accused of animal cruelty. Horses, goats, sheep, and pigs were taken away following an investigation which alleged the animals were living without food, water, or adequate shelter at D&W. Authorities charged rescue shelter owner Linda Mellon with 8 counts of failure to provide sustenance, all misdemeanors. The Albany County Sheriff's Office executed a search warrant after an anonymous tip to News Channel 13 reported there were animals living in substandard conditions at the property located on Sickle Hill Road. Should Mellon not be able to keep her animals following adjudication, the animals will be put up for adoption, officials said. Read the full story in the Altamont Express. And Robert Downin is reporting in the Times Union that manufacturing activity in the state of New York fell this month to its lowest level since October, falling far short of expectations, the New York Federal Reserve said on Monday, May 15th. The monthly Empire State Manufacturing Survey dropped to -1 in May, the first negative reading under President Donald Trump. New orders decreased by more than 11 points to -4.4, and unfilled orders fell 16 points to -3.7. Ian Shepherdson, chief economist at Pantheon Macroeconomics, told the Associated Press the decline was, quote, disappointing but not disastrous, end quote. The poor readings followed 6 months of strong growth, believed to have been connected to warmer seasonal weather and other global market changes. Read that full story in the Times Union. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.